I have the camera on. Say hi.
Hey!
What did you do last night?
Last night, I slept.
Love that for you.
I haven't gone out once.
I have like the worst anxiety today.
Really? Oh my god, I swear to god, I've been like stalking you online. And I found this article you talking about your OCD.
Oh, like the worst.
And I turned around to my room and I was like,
this isn't my OCD. My OCD is like I used to have to like touch things evenly.
Oh, fine.
It wasn't like me. Like I'm a very messy person.
Okay.
As you remember, I showed you my room.
Mine's the same way. I don't care for mess at all. Mm-hmm. Like,
at all. I don't care.
I was accused of not having it. People are like, you don't have OCD. You live in filth.
That's not what OCD is. Sometimes OCD makes you live in filth.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
OCD is really just, like, really compulsive thoughts over and over and over and over again.
Hey, guys. I'm showing Madeline how to be American today. And I'm so fucking excited about it. Wait, I can curse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we both drank energy drinks before this because it's just a thing we do at this point when we're seeing each other. And I'm, like, not okay. You guys, this car is fucking ginormous. Like, it's actually crazy.
I have been a menace on these American roads.
Really?
Oh,
it's kind of amazing that you're able to just adapt to driving on the other side of the road so quickly.
Thank you. I have been, like, fancying myself for it.
Wait, yeah.
Look at me, I'm so gross.
It's amazing. Well, we're deciding where to go first. Okay, should we go to Erewhon or Target or... Let's do Target.
I think it's more open air.
I think Target will, like, get us more comfortable, like, you know, in our... Guys, I'm taking Madeline to a cannabis dispensary today, and I'm really excited. You're gonna freak the fuck out. It's crazy.
I am really excited. Is this a good one? Like, is it a big one?
I think so, yeah.
Because I want a big, fat Target. I don't want Hold on. These silly little ones.
I think we're going to the one on Hollywood Boulevard, right?
Look at the pictures.
That's big. That's perfect.
That looks great.
Okay, we're going to a good Target. I don't know what I need to show you at Target. Like, I'm thinking, like, they have, like, actually everything. They have clothes.
We should get each other little outfits.
Let's get each other outfits.
I'll dress you the way I want to dress you. Princess.
I am a princess.
And then we can hit up the gay clubs.
Uh-huh, yeah, we'll hit up the gay clubs that I'm scared of.
I like the children's section at, Target. I walked around the other day and they have some cute t-shirts.
Do you guys have Barnes & Noble in London?
No!
You want to go to a Barnes & Noble?
I do. What is it? Books?
It's books. I love Barnes & Noble.
I want to go.
Let's go. Okay, we're in Target.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh, there's like merch.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It smells great.
Target, you know, every single Target smells the exact same.
It smells like air conditioning and, mm-hmm. and fruit.
Wait, we need a cart.
Oh, where do you keep them? Oh, there.
Okay, let's go shopping for clothes.
Oh my god, strawberry shorts.
I actually feel like you will find something here and make it cute. I'm not gonna lie.
No, all of this is cute. This okay. is the shirt that I bought.
Wait, actually? The other day?
Broncos. It's like literally an advert. Oh, but this is the kid version. The adult version is way cooler.
I kind of like this, not
it's
gonna lie.
It's really cool. The clothes are great.
Do you want a strawberry shortcake one?
I really kind of do. I kind of want one of every single kind that they have. Now. Which one do you want? Do you want a dog toy?
Yeah, choose for me. Yeah.
Manifest.
Oh, that is, you need to get one.
I kind of
love
it, actually.
One. Just okay, where do you go now?
Okay.
Remember, I haven't eaten anything today.
Oh, get something.
This is popcorn called Skinny Pop. This is Bouchy the Pop. This is cheese dip.
Oh, I'm curious about the cheese dip.
Why don't we get the cheese dip?
Let's get the cheese dip. Should we mukbang later?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Ooh, have you ever had a hint of lime?
No.
Do you like lime?
Yes.
You guys. Madeline has never had a hint of lime tostitos.
What is this?
I honestly don't know. Do you like jerky?
I'm like terrified of the concept of dry meat.
I was about to say, if you can't eat chicken, we'll be able to eat it.
Right.
Oh, but you must have goldfish in London.
Oh, fuck. No, we don't. Dude, here? We don't have anything good. Like, if you like it, it's not there.
Okay. So this is where the real... Yeah.
They have fruit pots.
Do you have these in London?
Maybe we have, like, a version, but I always see, like... I don't know what your For You page is like, but mine is, like, mum's making breakfast.
Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, so we need to get you goldfish. So we're gonna get you original flavor. Because it just tastes like crackers, it's really good.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna pick out the cheddar flavor. Guys, I did not know London didn't have so much of this.
There's nothing good.
What about Cheez-Its?
No, we don't have Cheez-Its. I once ordered them online and it cost me like $40 for one box.
I'm gonna do the extra toasty one for you.
Thank you.
Those are the best.
And then, oh my god, spray cheese. I'm sorry, we have to. There's nothing more American than that.
The fuck is
you spray that? Cheese into your mouth.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Ew, yeah. It says no need to refrigerate.
Yeah, because it's chemical.
Can't wait.
Okay, is there anything else that's piquing your interest?
Oh, wait, toys.
Let's go to the toys.
Oh, we have to get this. It's the Target dog.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Target dog. You have to get it, just as a souvenir, since you guys don't have Target.
He's so cute. Aw. Lesson. Play-Doh. I wonder when, like, the last time someone purchased a Target dog was.
Probably a really long time.
He's been here for years.
They have slime.
Fuck off. No, dude, do you know I've never touched slime in my life?
You've never had slime?
No, is this going to be, like, good slime?
It looks like good slime. Let me see. Fuck. Sensory unboxing. Yeah, this looks lit.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, the kinetic sand. Do you like kinetic sand?
Again, never tried it. Can we get it? Oh, I'm so excited.
Or should we get the dessert kinetic sand?
Oh, of course.
We can make dessert. I say we go to the In-N-Out drive-thru.
Okay.
Are you game for that?
I'm so game.
Guys, sorry. Once I get In-N-Out in me, I'm going to be so much more lively. I just, I haven't eaten today.
Yeah, we need to get some food in your little tummy.
I know. I don't know why I haven't eaten. Starbucks. Target is going to be like, what are you guys?
Actually, I'm eating now.
What are you guys up to?
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by Too Faced Cosmetics. I've got a very juicy secret for you guys. If you want kissable lips, you need this new Kissing Jelly Gloss from Too Faced Cosmetics. It's a high shine lip oil gloss hybrid that'll help bring out that pout and add a little extra oomph. You can even get it in 6 irresistible scents. My favorite is the sour watermelon. You'll also like the Kissing Jelly Gloss because it's vegan and cruelty free. It helps soften and nourish the lips and it's not sticky or greasy and you still get that high shine look. Treat you and your lips to this juicy new treat. It's perfect for a night out, a date, or just because. Shop the new Too Faced Kissing Jelly Gloss at Ulta Beauty today.
Okay, so we have to go downstairs, actually.
Why?
Because, like, look.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have to.
God. Wait, no way.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's what I'm saying.
That's so smart. I want to get in it.
I know.
So I just push it on?
Like, here. You go, like, this. And look.
That is insane.
Yeah. Sometimes America's awesome. Do you have Mountain Dew?
No! Oh my god, I want to try it so bad.
I mean, how American is this? Bubba Yum?
Please. This is like £100 worth of things I just do not need.
I know.
I love it.
Okay, wait, are you ready to do it?
Oh, do I get the honor?
Yes. There they go.
So smart.
Isn't it smart? It's really good. I need a milkshake now.
Mm-hmm. I want to put my load of fries in the milkshake.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the time. All the time. I can't believe we just got all this.
Okay, you know what? We will not be confused by this. I'm going to load your arms up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to load my arms.
Okay. Okay, guys. I might put you guys down for a second. You'll just hear a lot of struggling.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, these aren't heavy at all. Oh! Wait. Easy! Wait, guys. This actually wasn't hard at all. It's actually almost strikingly easy. It feels like we've forgotten stuff. I'm so excited to get back in the car. This way. Oh, oh god damn it! Fuck!
Let me fix it. It's so stressful. Should we drive into some light?
Yeah, maybe we'll drive into the light. Maybe like the In-N-Out parking lot.
I'm gonna such a good point.
Oh my god, okay. Can we get for a hamburger animal style?
Hamburger, no cheese, animal style?
What do you want?
The same thing, please. Hamburger, no cheese, animal style.
Then we'll do a thing of fries, animal style.
Yes. Yeah.
And then a thing of regular fries. And then I'm gonna do a black and white milkshake.
Regular size?
Yeah. What milkshake do you want?
Can I get the chocolate milkshake?
Yes, chocolate milkshake.
Yes, please.
And then can we get some peppers on the side as well?
Yes.
And then I think that's it.
Is this for here?
To go.
To go.
Thank you.
Yes. And right here to your left. 2168.
What a bomb. I know. Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
I'm pumped right now. Okay.
Oh my god.
Is that not the best thing you've ever had?
Oh shit. I don't know what this texture is. It's kind of slimy, but I love it. That is the thickest milkshake
ever.
You know what we kind of sound like right now?
What?
Have you, you know those like fetish videos?
No. What?
Wait, do you not know what, is this one mine?
Both are ours.
Okay.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Look at the animal style fries.
Oh, wow. Wow, the smell. The burgers are the same. Okay.
I'm really excited for you to try this burger.
Oh, it's so big. Wait, I'm gonna take my tomatoes out because I'm a pussy.
I hate tomatoes too.
Ew. Can I throw them in the bag?
Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Wait, that's so good.
My god.
Wow. It's such a good bite.
Suddenly I feel so much better.
I got pickled with that one.
Mm-hmm. How good. Ugh.
Wow, the pickle changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by this is insane.
Oh my god.
Wow, and this all together was like $20?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Fuck me, I'm moving to LA.
Right? Uh-huh. Like, where do you go for fast food in London? Like, where is your spot? Like, if you're like...
I don't.
You don't?
Like, Joe and the Juice, if you can consider that fast food.
No. That's fast like, casual. That's fast casual.
Okay, that's what the fuck you meant by that.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's a little, like, more upscale than fast food. But it's also, like, a coffee shop.
Mm. Wow, this is, like, game-changing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the Heimlich maneuver. Please be so careful.
I literally just choked. That was the craziest thing that's ever happened.
Is it doubling back on you? Oh my god, that's actually so... I would not save your life. Like, I don't know how.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't even know how to, like, get you out the fucking car. We're parked so close to that side of the door and have to, like, drag you over.
Yeah, I would have died. Thank god that it passed.
Dying it in and out. It's kind of cool.
Oh, no.
That's what
Where did he die? Eating in the parking lot of In-N-Out.
No. Put a little plaque. So what the fuck is on these that's different?
Special sauce, cheese, and onions.
Is the special sauce in this burger as well?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I wish they would come to the UK.
I know.
Oh, I'd be
But,
so
like, happy. We don't have, like, Nando's, and I love Nando's.
It's sad that you guys don't have Nando's.
I know.
Like, there's a lot of competition for it here, though. It might not thrive.
Really?
Yeah, like, in the UK, that's, like, the best of the best. Like, you guys have so much here.
What's your Nando's order? Since you hate chicken, though.
Mm. The thing with Nando's is their sauces are so fucking good.
Uh-huh.
So I get the mushroom pizza, and then I get the hummus with the peri-peri sauce. And
ooh, the okay. Flatbread. Uh-huh. I love peri-peri sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I also only discovered what Nando's was at the ripe age of, like, 10. I'm not a whore, or someone.
Not a whore?
Because, like, One Direction was obsessed with Nando's.
Really?
And I was obsessed with One Direction.
Really?
Uh-huh.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, I have a suggestion. Sports. When you want something, you have to act fast before the opportunity is gone. That's true for a lot of things in life, but especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. The best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome to try it out for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
My addiction was One Direction and Harry Styles. Damn, he's been around for a minute.
I know. They must be so tired.
I know. Can you fucking imagine? He's been doing it for like 10 years.
He was a baby. I think he was 16.
Yeah, he was. He was really young.
Mm. Yeah, because he was doing his A-levels. Oh my God. Mm. How crazy. Mm-hmm. I always think about how they just like threw those boys together in a van.
And it worked.
Not only did it work, but like they had other boys and they were like going through their pictures being like this one, and maybe this one, maybe this one. And like there's a boy who would have missed that cut by just like a flick.
And it's like, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Like, they have to live with that. Like, you could have been...
In One Direction.
In One Direction. You could be completely sorted in life.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, their music holds up.
Oh, 100%.
Were you a Directioner?
No, I was...
Bleeber?
I really did not fancy men until my adulthood. So I was did you ever know Little Mix?
Oh, of course I know Little Mix.
Uh-huh. I was big on Little Mix.
Who do I like in that one? Okay, start naming the people. There's Jesse Nelson.
And then the one I liked, I think her name was Jade.
Yes, Jade, yeah. Jade Thirlwall.
That would be her.
I love her.
Fuck, I remember I went to go see... Actually, you know what's kind of crazy? I went to some show. This is like right before One Direction blew up when they were still on the X Factor. And I went to the X Factor show. So there was One Direction and Little Mix. And I don't know if they were in the same year.
Were they? That'd be kind of iconic.
Maybe they were like a year. I don't know. It was like some kind of finals show. And they had Little Mix perform. Maybe they had already done it.
Uh-huh.
Wait, no. This was... No, I'm lying. This was two different occasions. I saw One Direction on the X Factor before they... Was it Britain's Got Talent?
It was X Factor.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh. I went to the X Factor. It must have been the finals. Saw One Direction. Didn't give a fuck. Obsessed over Little Mix.
Right.
And I made my mum buy me a shampoo because I read in the magazine that Jade used that shampoo.
Uh-huh. It's hot in here.
Do you want to open the window?
Mm. You guys, I get hot so damn easily.
Right, let's slime and then we have to fucking go.
Yeah, we have to. Guys, we are taking our damn sweet time.
Yeah, we really are. I kind of went into some kind of fixation on that food. I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't think, I couldn't breathe.
You guys.
Well, you couldn't breathe.
I am the messiest eater. You guys are going to be appalled at me at the end of this. Okay, are we done with this? Oh, I'm really excited for the slime.
What's inside?
Hopefully fucking
find
slime.
Out, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, are we going to have to mix it?
Oh, this is really innovative. Or do you want blue?
I don't care. Wait, shut the fuck up.
Ooh. The dealership, when they get this car back, is gonna be like, what the fuck happened in here?
Is that just full of little pots of slime?
There must be more.
What else is the deal? There's another thing here.
I'm combining the slimes. Yes, that's what we want. Wait, this is the slime we've been dreaming of. You know what? To whoever gets this car after Madeline, she is so sorry.
It's gonna have to go to the repair shop.
Yeah, it's gonna have to. Okay. How do you do? Please help me.
There you go.
I can't. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Ew, it's made my hands feel
That's
so
strange.
That's
what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
What else have we got? There's little packets.
I'm gonna get this, whether my life depends on it.
Oh, God. Oh, oh. Oh, look, things to mix in.
Oh, love that.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it.
Proud of you.
Ooh, whoa.
I'm gonna make a mess and put chrome powder in it. Oh. This is the most messy one I could have possibly gone.
Ooh, I'll have a little too. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That's like glitter.
This car is so bejeweled. Oh. People on Erewhon are gonna be like, did you guys just come from like a strip show? Like, what is this?
Oh my god, we should go to a strip show.
We should go to a strip show.
I saw this one on Sunset called, oh, it's called The Body Shop.
Uh-huh. They also have the Deja Vu. That's the one I went to in college once.
Oh, really?
It was crazy. Me and all my girlfriends went one night. You know, they don't serve alcohol at some strip clubs.
Why?
No, that part was very confusing to me. They were like, do you want juice? And we were like, not really.
Maybe because it all needs to stay, like, consensual.
Yeah.
I fucking love this. I could put this over my whole body.
I kind of like this, too.
Oh, look. Look.
Oh. But you're good at it. Oh.
it's patience, I think.
Okay.
I want it to go.
Oh, my God.
Look at us.
Oh, you just taught me something, you taught me how to do this. I was so confused why it wasn't working. It really is patience. And honestly, that was one of my New Year's resolutions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm the least patient person ever.
Really?
Like, the most impatient.
Impatient. Impatient, actually. Not impatient. Impatient. Right? Yeah.
No, you're definitely right.
Impatient is when you go into the hospital.
Oh, impatient.
This is actually really attractive looking slime. Oh my god, let's go to fucking Erewhon.
I'm so excited! Off we go to Erewhon at the Grove.
Do we know the way?
Oh, you know I don't know the way anywhere.
You've lived here for how long?
6 years. 6 years. I could not tell you how to get anywhere. Bye,
it's
Hollywood.
It's so aesthetic.
It is.
I also really want to hit up an IHOP.
I have had some of my best nights in history at an IHOP. Yes.
Is the food edible?
So good.
Really?
So good.
Wow.
Like, otherworldly. Like, my friend Cassidy and I used to fuck up in IHOP. I think we're about to pass my old apartment.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh. Passing by some... Oh, but we are not about to pass my old apartment. That was so dramatic.
Oh.
passing by some place you used to live is always so weirdly emotional.
I know, right?
Like, it really takes me back to just, like, a different time, whether that be good or bad, and it's just, like, makes you feel some type of way. But did you like high school?
Oh, I fucking hated it.
I didn't like it very much either.
I did not thrive. I was, like, known to be so, like, I was, like, the weird kid that no one would fucking speak to because I did this really elusive thing where I, like, disappeared for 3 years and then came back. And everyone was like, isn't that that girl?
That was
and,
here
like,
3 years ago?
Yeah, and, like, that weird kid that, like, we all remember from, like, year 7 and, like, now she's, like, back and her hair is cut off and black. And, like, I was definitely just so elusive. I remember I, like, once got invited to this cool kid party. Mm-hmm. Like, by fucking chance. Like, I knew no one going, but all the kids from my year were there, like, the cool kids.
Right.
And I remember this, like, the coolest boy in the year. He, like, pulled me outside, and he was wearing, like, a nun outfit. And he was like, all the boys in our year want to get with you, but we all know that you have, like, really bad OCD and, like, went crazy and, like, left school, so no one wants to, like, get
with
you.
Wait, Madeline, I had no idea you struggled with such OCD. Like, me, I struggle with, and I've never met someone that also...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Has it bad, like me.
Yeah, like, I was housebound for 3 years.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
It's awful.
And people, like, think it's, like, you're, like, a neat freak. Like, that's not it. Like,
yeah.
My OCD, I don't know, well, I don't know if you're comfortable talking about yours, but mine was, like, very, like, I had, like, I was very number specific. I had to touch things a certain amount of times. I had to make things even. I had to, like, watch a scene 4 times. I had to, like, look, like, crazy.
Mm. I'm kind of similar, but mine was more, like, I became obsessed with incubation periods of viruses. And so I knew I basically have a fucking microbiology degree at this point, the amount of Googling I've done.
Wow.
So I had like all these like numbers and times like put in my head. And I would be like if I touch a surface out in public, I would convince myself that that virus, that bacteria got into my skin. And then I had like 72 hours before I was like clear to not like be contained. Like it was like incubating in
me. And yet it's like a guilt thing too. You feel guilty if you go out of the incubation period.
I felt guilty, but I was also like terrified to get sick outside of my house.
Yeah.
For some reason, like I was terrified to get sick in my house as well. I just basically was in hell for like 3 years.
Fuck, I'm really sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. Character development, you know what I mean?
And that's what I always say.
Yeah, I mean, I would actually love if it was character development and an ongoing prevalent issue in my
life. It's so funny because, like, things like, I think, like, oh, I'm so past my OCD, but then so much of how I behave is, like, so OCD.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I get really obsessive over things. Like, I go through phases.
Same.
Like, really intense phases.
Yeah. I also get upset, like, when I see people comment, like, you don't have OCD, your car is messy, you don't have OCD, me. I get upset because I'm like, it makes me think my OCD
is invalid.
Not that it's not valid, like, I don't really give a fuck about that, but I think that I'm not doing a good enough job, and then my OCD goes fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if someone is like, no, that's not, like, OCD enough, I'm like, oh, so I'm dirty?
No,
and then I go fucking crazy, and I'm like, guys, no, you can't say this thing to me. Like, I will scrub my skin.
Yeah.
I will exfoliate my entire body. Like, I will drink
People used to say that to me all the time in high school. They'd be like, you don't have OCD. You've, like, self-diagnosed yourself. I'm like, like, maybe yes, but also maybe, like, this is, like, textbook OCD. I'm knowing I have OCD.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like such an idiot when they would, like, try to discredit it.
I hate it. I'm sorry. At least
I'm sorry, too. Yeah, damn. That makes me feel really close to you. That you also deal with that.
Okay, we're going to Erewhon.
This was the Erewhon that I started to go to in college. And I lived a few blocks away from here, actually, so I wasn't too far off with that. And this was the Erewhon that I would go to all the time. I would walk here all the time for lunch and dinner. Oh,
you've been living in a different world. I'm so jealous.
Okay, so here. Did you like sushi?
Kinda.
This is their version of crispy rice.
I wish I came here hungry.
I know, I'm so full.
I know. Wow, the
but
flowers
like,
are
well,
so
we can,
cute.
You know what we'll do? We'll pick up snacks for you. But these are really where the five cents are.
Thanks, Mama.
Okay, these are like, do you like dried fruit? I love this place.
The slime glitter.
No, I don't.
No, it looks really nice.
Okay,
it looks really good. What the fuck is this? Dry kale?
Yeah, that's kale chips. Trail mix, but this isn't gonna be good.
It's $12.50 for this.
They have kelp chips. Not my personal name. Okay, come on. Do you like seaweed?
Yes.
This is good.
Oh, ew, I don't like the color of that.
Okay, this is where the fun is. Okay, best popcorn. Best popcorn in the world, actually. I actually would love Bajoran Corn to see this. I love you guys. You guys, me and Madeline are so damn full. Like,
I feel pregnant.
I have to get out of here. Oh, thank you.
Wait.
I don't know where I'm walking.
Where is the valet? Oh, over here.
You guys, honestly, you've gotten a really odd take of our day. Like, we've really done it all today.
I know.
We do have one final stop, though.
Oh, yeah. Thank fuck for that, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to take up a habit today.
It's going to be so sick to have stuff for being calm. You'll see. It's a surprise. It's the weed store.
We are pulling up to our final stop. A cannabis dispensary.
Oh, am I gonna have to park on the street?
Yeah, you are. And there's a spot right in front. We are at MedMed. We are here to get some medicine.
This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology.
I have personally struggled with acne my whole life. And I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them. So I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
Man, look, this is it.
Cannabis for... Oh my God, they have merch?
Yes! Okay, so this... Oh. What are you looking for? Oh, honestly, I could use those. My meds make me have a really low sex drive, if I'm going to be transparent with everyone on this video.
Why do you kind of
think
like Harry Styles?
Damn.
What is this? Let's stop right here.
These are joints.
Oh, yuck.
These are joints. These are disposables.
Oh, these are...
Yeah. I'm scared, though. You don't smoke, right?
No.
Maybe I'm just more here to show you rather than sell you one, because I feel like you might bug out in a hotel room.
I bugged out. I jumped out of a window the last time, and I'm now on the sixth floor of the high rise, so I think I better have
to. We're gonna leave. Should we get out of here? Every store we enter that's not Madeline's car is giving me really bad anxiety. Bye, guys. Thank you. Okay, so, like, we were used to people being friendly everywhere we went, but I'm not sure if that was, like, my favorite environment we've been in today.
I felt some hostility.
Yeah, that was not my favorite. Oh, my God, guys. That concludes our day, almost.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Why is all the grass fake? Riddle me that. Why?
Is it?
Yeah, this isn't real, is it?
Hope that's not real.
No, it's not real. I haven't seen any real grass.
Because everything here is fake. Okay, let's drive back to... the hotel. You guys, we only have so little left together. So little time. I feel like I've known you for absolute years. Do you feel the same or am I crazy?
No, I do feel the same. It's crazy. Our first date was only 2 days ago.
I know.
I wore my gag shirt on set the other day.
You did? she has her Nimin gag shirt. Did you like it? Was it comfortable?
My Nimin?
Nimin. We're an Nimin.
What is that?
It's this thing I do. Like, I'll be like, we're an Nimin. Tit. This is true.
This is why Paloma fucking loves you. That's the friend that just messaged me. This is how she speaks. Yeah. She's British.
Like, okay, like another. Tino. That is not okay.
Stop. She's. Tisa. So much is making sense now because I was not thinking about her all day, and the fact that she's just messaged me obsessed. This is how she fucking
talks
to me. She just says words and I just smile.
Tisa, this is so awkward. Sino, she is not okay. Hino, he is not okay.
So much is making sense. This is what Paloma has been saying to me this whole time.
Yeah, Nimin. We're Nimin.
Stop. That's so fucking funny. Can I turn right on this red? I don't really know how. Oh, I can. Okay.
Should we make a Nimin video? Would you do it? Would you actually?
Yeah.
I would. Guys. We can't get out of the car yet. We have to pull up and just say, give us a second. Because there's something we have to do. Okay. So you think of a NIM, okay? A NIM would be, like, just an abbreviation. So, like, come up with it. Like, ITG in the garage. Right? Okay. So we just need to do it, okay? honestly, you guys, you can watch us make it.
I've got one.
Okay, you do? Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? We're gonna do this really fast. Okay, so I'm gonna say, we're nimming. We're gonna say it at the same time, okay?
Okay. We say we're nimming?
Yeah, okay, ready? Ready? One, two,
okay.
Three. We're nimming! Okay, okay, ready? Go first.
Oh, I have to come up with one now.
Okay, do you have one?
Yeah. Hutville. Is that right?
Did you have to it? Say what it means.
Oh, holding okay. up the valet lane.
Okay, wait, one more time, one more time. Ready? One, two, three.
Hutville, holding up the valet lane.
Okay, my turn.
They are so
okay, tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
Go, go, go. Oh, go.
Mia, Madeline is awesome.
You are so funny.
Goodbye, everyone. This has been the thrill of a lifetime. I love you all.
I'm leaving
tense up.
Shit in the car.
Okay, yes.
Gotta say bye.
Bye, guys.
Why is it so orange? Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna text you in about an hour. Can you text? Look for out for a text.
I will. Good
I
luck.
Love you.
I believe in you.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.